Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, what's good? Welcome to Wake Up With Love. I am so glad you chose to start your morning with us today. This is a sacred space cultivated with spirit, heart, and purpose designed to support you in becoming the greatest expression of the massive blessing you came into this world to be. So let's get into it.
Hello, hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday. After holiday weekend, it always kind of feels like a Monday, doesn't it?
Does it to you?
Love?
I don't know. I'm starting to lose touch with that. I think that's a game that they played on us, and I feel myself freeing myself from hooking to my life that one day is less or more special than another because of the idea that we came here to work. 5 days a week with a 2-day vacation, like a desire to vacate life, like keeping it positive, which we do here, Wake Up With Love. Every day is magic. Every day is amazing. And I hope you're doing something today that you realize that you are the only one that can do it. And therefore you're smashing what you're doing. And you have a crowd of people witnessing you doing it, being like, damn, look at them do that thing. While you're feeling amazing and they're feeling amazing doing their thing. And therefore,
that's
Monday,
right.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday are fun days in love's world. How about that?
Love it. I'm down. I'm down. I'm down.
Beautiful. Hey, beautiful people. Love Batista, the people.
Good morning.
Welcome to this day of good rising. What are you mourning this morning, my love? What's good about your morning? What are you mourning today?
I don't understand your question.
You said good morning. Mourning is
in
the English vocabulary means to mourn someone. To mourn is to like be sad, to be sorrow. So when we say good morning,
spelled differently, but sure.
But when we say it, our subconscious is listening and doesn't know the difference. You know, it's like when you're trying to have those difficult conversations with children. And you start realizing all the traps in words and you're not really sure how to say what you mean and mean what you say without saying, implanting the wrong thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
My love, your husband came popping today. Just roll with me, okay? Do you know what I'm saying? Do you ever have those conversations for mama and papas out there? You ever have those moments when you're trying to relate something to your children and you realize the limitations of the English language or whatever language you're speaking in? Because I just had one of those the other morning where I'm to pause every like other word to like really wonder if what I mean is what I'm saying. Can you relate?
Yeah.
Can you relate, Betsy, or am
I
on my own?
Am I
floating?
No, so, you are. I think you came in on a rampage this morning. First thing talking about, all I said was it felt like a Monday, and you said that thing, and then I said good morning.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Oh,
I'm feeling
I'm
a little bit of a lack of being leashed to sweetness right now. So.
Oh man. Please excuse it. We just spoke. So what I realized, folks, is that it's time to give notice. It's time to like call out. Like all of the ways in which we've been holding ourselves back in hopes for other people to approve of our existence. The way we've, for me personally, the way I've been, as I've been calling it, being needy, in like clawing for people's love of me, when in reality, like that's my job. The job of love is a me job. And I've been sleeping on the job, thinking that when other people love me, I'll get to love me fully. And I'll get to honor me fully and treat my life with all the care and love that it deserves. And so today I come with a force of love because I'm just giving notice. There's so many ways in the misunderstanding in which we bring the misunderstanding forward while our intention is to bring love, light, love and laughter and a wholeness of this human experience present in every moment. So it's not, please excuse me, Betsy, if you feel like I'm getting on you. It wasn't that. I was just getting at the misunderstanding that I was present to. Does that make you feel any better, or is it the same thing?
It's still the same thing, but I think we should move on and get to the meat of the conversation.
Beautiful, beautiful. So just so you know, I feel like I'm in the meat right now, so let me just finish that thought. I just want to say a beautiful prayer up that we be mindful of the words that we choose and the meaning that they actually have and what we're actually saying when we speak. Like we say good morning, that's the way we start our day, is with morning. Now, if you're in the morning process, that's a beautiful thing and should be acknowledged. But if morning is not what you're experiencing, then saying it. Another one someone told me was like, hello. It's literally the word hell and low is the way we greet each other. Where I also know like these Druid, the Celtic people would come and say, I greet you as a free person. Every time they saw each other and said goodbye to each other, they say, I greet you as a free person. Now that's something I can get. That's a use of language that I can 100% get behind, you know, great rising. You know, you woke up this morning, you have breath in your lungs, you have another day of beauty on this beautiful earth. I would love for our words, if that's how you're feeling, for the words to align with it. And if you're having a hard time, that you also have the room to speak those words and people around you can hold space with you so that we can enjoy the whole spectrum of the human experience that we signed on for. Because we're breathing for a reason. That's all that energy was about. Please excuse me if you felt like a casualty to the message.
Thanks.
And there's the laugh.
That was clear.
Yes.
That
all
was
right.
clear.
Powerful. Beautiful. Thank you for your joy, love. Because it's never us. I feel like we're doing surgery as a humanity right now. I feel like we're all of us are on the surgical table. And when we can do it with love and just realizing that, like, we're growing in real time, we're becoming the role models most of us never had. We're trying to understand how to work with these times to remember who we really are, what we're really here for, and how to interact with each other as we're being responsible for the pain we've caused, as we're being, like, taking care of ourselves for the pain we've received, and then working to not judge people and not cancel people, but to like understand that we're all in the misunderstanding. And so when we can like look at the misunderstanding together and realize it's not personal, then I feel like we have more room to have honest conversations with each other from a high place. Because when I look at you, I see a powerful mother that don't take no shit from nobody. And that's how I talk. About you and to you, which doesn't always align.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm coming
Heard.
From. True story?
Heard.
Okay.
True story.
All right.
All right.
So
back up, rewind, reset, click.
No,
that was a new take. Tink.
There's no new take. That was a perfect one. I feel if I had to score myself so far, I'd give high claps. There's high numbers.
Okay, great.
In my scorecards, in my mind, however, you know, so can I introduce it, or would you like to introduce the
topic?
Yes,
please. Please go ahead.
So, you know, we're talking this morning, and it was amazing because I think the same thing has been working on Betsy's and I's spirit, and so I, you know, and then. It came through in the book she's writing, yo, folks. She's 100 pages, single space deep in the mystery of her experience and bringing some powerful medicine to the world. And I'm really excited about that. And as she was sharing with me, one of the – is it a whole chapter or was it a thought within the chapter?
It was one section within a chapter, I think.
Beautiful.
I have to go back. I don't –
And that section was called, I'll let you introduce it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
Wow. I really threw for a loop. It's called, The Presence the present of being present. The present.
Oh, that's not okay. I'm sorry. I'm understanding. No, I'm sorry. I'm understanding what's happening here. You're okay. You misunderstood what I said. I didn't write a whole chapter about it. It was in a section. That's not the name of the chapter.
Yeah, that's not the name of the chapter. Okay, it's a piece within the chapter. And it's the present of presence. Is that correct? Is that the
way you're... Do you want me to introduce the topic?
Go for it. I'm not under... You're still trying to catch up from the way I came in like a bullet this morning. So should we take a deep breath and just give room
for
the dissonance of the two ways we're doing it? So why don't we all come in? Because love came in firing. Let's take a deep breath. Bring ourselves here to this eternal moment, because this is the present of your presence. This one breath is the only thing we're promised. This singular breath. And each time we take it and acknowledge it, we are so close to the truth of the gift of this experience.
Yeah, right. Thank you for that. And you and I were talking this morning, and I was telling you about some realizations I've had recently where I ended up writing about it in this book I'm writing, where I'm really synthesizing a lot of the lessons and gifts and things like that that came from having cancer almost 7 years ago now. Well, about 7 years ago. And I know. They say that your whole body, renews every 7 years or something. Yeah. So
yep.
I almost have a totally new body from that experience. But I was realizing how much of my life I've spent in worry and anxiety. And that I felt like one of the biggest gifts that this experience actually gave me was being forced to be present, because tomorrow was no longer promised and the past didn't matter anymore, because in this moment there was a sense of urgency of something that needed to be taken care of now. And I think that that's what happens to us when we get into crisis, right? It's like we suddenly get laser focused on exactly what's happening right now. It's like, that's what the fight or flight response is. It's like, it takes away any energy your body is giving to something that's not completely necessary in this moment. And it pumps all your blood to like your leg muscles and your, you know, things that you may need to escape, or it focuses your attention where it's needed, essentially, for your survival. And that's what crisis does for us. It gets us hyper-focused in the moment. And I was just realizing that how much of a gift that lesson was and how easy it is to not live in that space on a day-to-day when we're not in a moment of crisis, when there is nothing seemingly life or death right here, right now, that's at the front of our consciousness. And just really desiring to call that presence in all the time, you know? The present in the presence.
There it is. And so when you're speaking of the crisis, you're speaking of like the all-consuming, like, because I know that there's moments when the crisis is happening, but we actually don't get called up, that we actually like get called in, you know, and like and then there's a moment where we rise and we allow the, you know, but then there's all do you understand what I mean? There's like a little distinction there. I'd love for you to, because you took something and there's a disruption happening in the house right now, so if you take the reins on this, and I'll be right back. Okay,
sure. You know, it's interesting because we were talking about the importance of language earlier, and I remember a while back actually looking up the etymology or the actual meaning of the word crisis. And I think that we often think about crisis as being something really bad is happening. And it can certainly be that. And the actual meaning of the word crisis is a turning point. It means like you find yourself in a circumstance where you're kind of forced to pivot, to choose, to go one way or another way. And so a crisis is essentially a choice point. Which way are you going to go? And a lot of times these moments where something quote unquote bad or difficult or challenging is happening are inherently that. They are inherently choice points. And I think part of it does come from that aspect of being called in to the present. But I think it's interesting because we are kind of making a choice at any given moment to be present or not. What are we going to do with our attention? They say that the social media has created an attention economy. Like, people are capitalizing on how much of our attention they can essentially buy. And I think there's a crisis of attention in our culture and our society right now, and where we put that attention and how present we allow ourselves to actually be, to not get sucked into the technology, to the commercialism, to the narratives of fear or division or whatever it is, right? And ultimately, we need to remember that that is a choice. Where we put our attention is a choice. And what are we going to choose?
Yeah, it's one of the most richest things we have is attention. And what we put it on grows. And I think that what was so powerful about witnessing your journey with cancer as a visitor in your life is that you chose such a depth of presence with the experience. I feel like your mother instincts, like the role of mother, like turned on to the upteenth. Mm-hmm. I think your desire for life turned on for the upteenth. And like, it was amazing that like, I've literally after almost 13 years of knowing you, we both know that you were the healthiest mentally, mentally, spiritually. And I'm dare to say physically, that I've ever known you.
You know, I wrote about that. Yes, I wrote about that in the book. Interestingly, I was like, how is it possible that I was healthiest when I was undergoing chemotherapy on a physical level? Because, and it's intention. I was living with intention. It was like what I was putting in my body. I was eating the healthiest I've ever eaten. I was going to acupuncture and acupressure regularly. I was meditating. I was visualizing. I was, you know, doing all the... I was doing all the things that we say, oh, I should do that or I could do that and it would make my life better. And then we don't, you know?
Yeah. Oh. So it's so powerful. And I think another thing that's so powerful is, and we'll get back to the present of the present. It was like what I'm so excited about your book is like we're living in a time where harmony is so needed. And harmony, once again, folks, is unity without uniformity. It's being able to belong without having to conform. Ooh, I've never said that before.
But yeah, say that again.
To be able to belong without needing to conform to anything that is not authentically you. That you get to be accepted in your full authority, sovereignty. So, so that's what we're speaking about. And so your way was a blend of the holistic path and the allopathic path. And we are not seeing that right now. People are very positional with their messaging.
Yeah.
And it's either or. And you walked, and I got to witness you walk and actually use medicine, modern medicine, you know, with, you know, eternal, with the eternal medicine that we're coded in and that our ancestors have passed down. And walk with them both in a way that, like, once again, created that level of aliveness you were the most alive I've ever known you.
Yes.
That's what it is for me.
Yes. Oh, that makes so much sense. Yeah. And I think that that's what presence does. Presence makes us feel alive.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. 100%. Because you're here. You're here.
You're here. You're fully experiencing life.
You're fully present. And people can feel when you're like, it's just like when you are in the space with someone that is fully there, it leaves a residue. It leaves an impression upon us.
Yes.
And someone told me that our memories are formed when we are fully present in a moment, when our mind, our body, and our spirit are all present in that moment, it collapses into a memory.
Yeah.
Now, that's a beautiful thought, and I'm sitting with it. Once again, like, that's something I've heard, and it resonates as truth, so that there's truth in it, and so I'm going to walk with it for a while. And what it makes me think, though, is, like, so, folks, I believe in heaven on earth is a possible reality in every moment. And that every time we choose it, we make it present for ourselves, and we can share it with those we interact with. They can share heaven on earth in the moment with us if we choose compassion, if we choose love, if we choose to respond instead of react, if we choose to take higher ground, to turn our emotions into right actions, all the things that we do to be present and honor the moment, to lean in the breath, right? We're bringing heaven on earth present. And what I'm realizing is heaven on earth, we were coded with a feedback loop. And the feedback loop lets us know how our choices are actually impacting us. And I think your book is going to have a lot to say about this, because I remember you using modern medicine to actually see how the holistic things you were doing were actually affecting you. Can you tell a little bit about that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because as I look back, and I'm almost done with the first draft of the manuscript, and listen, this may not be the manuscript I'm about publishing, but...
What did you just say? What did you just say? It may not be what?
I said, this may not be the manuscript I end up publishing. Like, a lot of times in publishing, they say you have a first draft, and then you end up doing a lot of rewriting, you know?
Oh, okay.
But,
gotcha. Yeah.
But what's interesting about it is that in the way that I've organized it, at least for now, like, the part where I talk about the process leading up to the actual diagnosis is significantly longer than the rest of the book. And it's because I was navigating a lot of unknowns, and we were parsing out a lot of changing information. And as you're talking, I'm realizing that there was a way I went through that process of, like, okay, I'm just gathering information, and then I need to feel into, because I was presented with a ton of options throughout the whole process, and we always are. That's life. We always have choices, more than we give ourselves credit for. And we have to go through life looking at what's before us, what are our options, and ultimately feeling into what feels true and right and correct for us. And a lot of times people will present us with options of this or that, you know, like, you can go this route or that route. And I think that perhaps what made my journey more unique was that I was like, I don't want to choose between those things. I want to choose this and that. Like, it's both and. Yeah. Like, and the fact that you can choose, that I can work with both, is actually going to strengthen the whole experience. Like, there was a moment because I'll just tell a part of it, like, when after it was, you know, clear that it was some kind of cancer, but we didn't know what kind. And I had always had a mental judgment about chemotherapy. I was like, it's toxins. Why would anyone pump toxins into their body? I would never do that, right? Like, I had this judgment. I would never. And then I was faced with a situation where that's exactly what was being recommended to me, prescribed to me. And I had to really grapple with my internalized judgment of what that meant, because
with a specific type of cancer that I had, they were essentially saying, like, because they had been studying that kind of cancer for over 50 years, and they had developed a type of chemo drug that specifically targeted these exact cancers. Like, it made the treatment extremely effective. And they were basically telling me, like, you can be cured. And I was already seeing an acupuncturist at the time, and I went to her because I knew that she had treated some women with breast cancer solely with acupuncture with great success. And I asked her, I was like, have you ever, would you treat me with this kind of cancer with just acupuncture? And she paused and she looked at me and she was like, listen, with the type of cancer you have and with the outcome that they're giving you, I would do the chemo. Keep coming to see me, you know, but I would do it. And I was like, whoa, like, you know, because when you think about holistic doctors, they're quote unquote supposed to only want to use holistic methods, you know? And I was like, okay, if this acupuncturist is telling me she would do chemotherapy under my specific circumstances, and it just really helped me recognize that it's like, life is not a freaking conveyor belt. Like, we're not, there's no one size fits all approach to anything. You know, we each are sovereign beings with our own bodies, our own lives, our own souls, our own path. And we have to make the specific choices that are right for us. And a lot of times that's going to look different for different people. And so, you know, I think that there was a lot of intention, even with how I went about my decision-making process of how I was going to do this journey. And so much of that decision-making happened before I did anything. It was like I was setting myself up for that path in this very different way. And so I think if we can infuse that level of intention into everything, it opens up possibility too. Like, nobody told me that what I did was possible. In fact, I had a lot of people telling me what I was wanting to do was not possible.
Hear that, folks? I think that we can all relate to that right there. And I just really want to hold up high the acupuncturist, you know?
Yeah.
Because that is a moment of angelic form. That is a crucial moment where you got permission from someone within the holistic field to find the middle way. You know, it might have been a different outcome if you would have went to her. And she would have been like, she would have concretized your judgment of chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, she followed that dream, that thought of opening up and really exploring and praying in, and that discernment. So you matter, folks. You know, like, this is, like, in my world, we don't know what would have happened if Betsy would have chosen another path, but we know what the path she chose worked. And now there's medicine, and therefore this woman unknowingly has a small hand in every beautiful thing you do, Beth, moving forward.
In my account of it,
she dropped a ripple in the pond of your goodness. And so everyone you touch is written in the account of her life.
Partly because
as well,
of her, yeah.
Because of her.
So true.
And that's how it rolls out. It's not always these huge moments of acclaim, you know. Sometimes it's those small moments of presence where you help a person remember themselves in a way that they get to choose a bigger essence of life, and then it's connected and made. And that's on the positive
end,
you know.
Definitely, and as you're talking, I'm realizing too that. I talk about this in my work a lot because I work in coaching with people and in human design, which is basically a blueprint home to remembering who you are. But I feel like so much in the work I do, and I'm realizing even as you're saying too, that's what this acupuncturist did. I feel like a lot of times we're looking for permission to know what we know, to see what we see, to believe what we believe, and to know that it's okay. Like, like, so many people, when they come to me for sessions, are like, I feel like they say that. They're like, I feel like you just gave me permission to be myself. And a lot of times there's nothing surprising in anything that I tell them, but it just gives them permission to understand and to live as who they truly are. And I think so many of us walk through life feeling like we don't have permission. And what if we all remember that we have permission because it's our birthright? Like, we were born with permission. And it's actually part of a misunderstanding to think that anyone would ever have the right to take that away from us.
Yes. Yes, that's really hitting. That just hit me right square. Square in the center. And I just pray that each one of us in our own ways finds the permission to manifest the fullest expression of the blessing we were born to be. And that we, Betsy, within this show, are holding that center. Like, yes, you can, because you are. Simply because you are, you can.
Yeah.
You came here. You are designed. You are one of a kind and designed to do that with that voice inside of you is saying you can do. And we want to anchor that permission and the support. We want to, you know what I'm saying? We want to permit and support it in any way we can. And that's why we've created Goodness in Action Global Initiatives, helping good people do good things, make a good life doing good things for the glory of the good of all of us, the righteous 5G network that we're creating. And, nailing on the, like, I'm moved to like, having to try to recenter myself because I came on this show wailing today, right? The real me is over the top. I've come in to reset a paradigm for love, for heaven on earth, for a world that actually works for everyone, for a world that makes sense, for sense to prevail upon the earth, for our relationships and our interactions to be rich in connection, love, permission, authenticity, and courage, for us to know how the misunderstanding is working on us and to know how to receive our liberation if we are courageous enough to claim it. I am over the top, and I have been quieting myself because it makes people uncomfortable when I am fully in how loving and how big this job I'm here to do is and what it's going to mean to take the stage to profess love at this level, knowing that I am still just like you. My blessing is no bigger or lesser than yours. This is just the one, how mine is going to show up now. And how do you give notice? And so I'm growing in this moment, people. Like, I'm literally growing in this moment with you live in real time. How does love find the courage to be love and trust that I have everything I need within to walk myself and anyone that's wanting my assistance home back to the true beauty and loving selves that we were born to be?
I love that. I love that. And it's interesting because I think that permission brings us presence. To get back to the present thing, you know?
Yes.
Like, I think not being ourselves, not feeling like we have permission, not, you know, is another thing that takes us out of the present with 100%. In ourselves. It creates this internal dissonance.
Yeah, and what we were going to is, like, heaven on earth has a feedback loop. It's built into us. When we eat foods that don't serve us, we feel tired. When we're in relationships that don't serve us, we feel low energy. We feel frustrated. When we're in jobs or working situations that aren't in alignment, we feel frustrated and like a level of, what do you call it when you have like confliction inside, there's a level of it, there's a conversation, but we have a feedback loop for everything, and it's always leading us back to harmony. It's always leading us back to grace. It's leading us back to peace. We were designed for peace and grace. And when we listen to that feedback loop, then we get it. And so one of the aspects of that feedback loop and presence is that when you're present, you remember. And so what I want to ask you right now, folks, is how many memories do you hold? if you think of all the life you've lived and you think about the amount of memories that you can remember, the feedback loop is telling you how much of your life to this point did you live not present? Did you live divided? And if we can be with that understanding for a moment, if that, and once again, this is just our hearts vibrating, and so if it lands for you, as there's an inkling of truth in this, and you're willing to sit with it for a moment, there's going to be a sadness that arrives because the greatest gift we have is the moment we're in, and if we're not actually here, what is here in this moment? What's living through us if it's not us? What's walking us forward? What's calling us? What's leading us? And so I want to make an invitation. I want to take on this for myself. It's like I really want to call in people that can give tools to help us embody the mind, body, and spirit in more moments of our day. Like I want to make my whole life memorable. Like, I have two beautiful girls out there that I'm speaking of this, you know? And it's like, I just want to get lost in some moments with them as soon as I put this phone down, you know? And and call my mind, body, and spirit forward so that I can remember it forever. No picture necessary, no recording necessary. I'm actually there, so it will be cemented on my mental library, on the account of me. And they're there already, you know?
Yep.
There.
Yeah, born that way.
So, all right. Well, I just went in, and that's what we're doing here. The only promise we're making is we're going to be real in real time, have hopefully meaningful conversations, and come with more questions than answers, and then hopefully explore this thing together. And once again, folks, this is a radio station, and we made it that way because we want you to call in and fill it out with us. We're two points of view in 8.5 billion of them, you know? How many loving reflections can we share on the show is the question I want to ask.
I like that question.
Anything? Isn't that a beautiful question? I'm going to hold that in my heart. How many facets of the divine can we host on this show that can call in and share, you know, what works, how they're seeing the world, what they're bringing forward, and how we can all grow together, you know, sharing what we've found on the journey of life.
Yeah. And I want to invite everybody listening also today, like, see if you can see how present you can be today. Like, even if you have moments where you just notice, like, oh, I haven't been present for a while. It just literally, whether it's dropping into your breath like we did at the beginning, or even just having the present to notice you weren't present. And then what is, you know, how long can you stay fully present in the here and now? What's taking your attention? Like, what are you giving your attention to? And do you feel like you have permission to just show up as yourself today? You know? What are the things that are taking you out of the present moment with yourself? What are the things that are taking you out of your present moment with others? And how more fully here can you be? That's my challenge to everybody today. And I think, that's the challenge.
I love it.
Not challenge. That's the invitation.
Accept it.
Let's do that.
It's an invitation. Okay. Yeah. I think challenge can be a beautiful thing because it's like, I think it just gives us opportunity to reach for something, you know? And allow it to be difficult. Like the challenge just implies that you might find a little pushback. And if you know you're challenging yourself, you're ready for that pushback. And it's not a right or wrong or bad or good conversation. It's just, oh, there's a little pushback here. And you get back on the horse, hopefully with as little negative self-talk as possible, you know? You get on the Bronco is meant to throw you off, and you're meant to get back on.
And how much fun can you have doing it?
Yeah. How long can you hang on?
There are people who do that. Who love getting thrown off those things.
Yes. Just so they can get back on and stay on longer the next time and hopefully be fully bodied. So, and man, I guess you have to be pretty present to ride a Bronco.
Oh, man.
I think this life is riding a Bronco. I think coming into this 3D form is a bronco of its own accord. And hold on, hold tight, keep smiling, and ride the beast called life. It's a meaningful one, and we love you. And the present and the presence is a gift you give yourself. It's a gift you give yourself, and then it radiates to everyone else. And it literally lands
exactly
as a
right.
gift to them and an invitation to them to check in. When I run across someone that's present, a few times it's happened, I'm like, whoa, I want that.
Yep, yep.
I want that. So we love you, and we're wishing you such a beautiful day. Thank you for joining in to Wake Up With Love. And in our signature greeting, how do we, just count it out, Beth, to make sure we land it? How's that sound?
Okay, we can try it.
Who's ahead? You're ahead of me or I'm ahead of you?
I have no way of knowing.
All right. So, 1, 2, 3. Bye.
Bye.
It didn't work. We're going to have to. All right, beautiful people. Thank you for listening. If you were moved by what you heard today, you know what to do. Like it, share it, spread the love around. Until next time.